Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is What's on Your Mind. If I had one of those Fox News Channel fancy breaking news things, I know that Todd, the radio guy, probably could whip that up in a nanosecond. If I had that, I would begin right now with, we don't have it? That's our breaking news thing? It's a buzzer?
If you need it in a nanosecond, that's, yeah.
That's your answer. Okay.
Yeah.
With time.
I might need more than a nanosecond.
Okay, well, you tell me when our breaking news, we are a really big deal. Sounder is ready to go, because I don't know about you. You can't get breaking news without some kind of a da da da. I don't know why I just can't say breaking news, which causes you to lean in a little bit and hear it. But when that's ready, Todd, you tell me. Yeah, that's very ominous, though. That's kind of like.
And now, breaking news, here's Scott Hannon.
Do we have, like, the Fox News at the top of the hour thing? That's kind of a, they always, and this is the thing now, folks, breaking news isn't even breaking news anymore. Because that you hear it 15 times an hour. How can it be breaking news
if
everything
is? They use it all the time. We've become so desensitized to it.
But in real, I'm not trying to be flippant about this because it's a very serious topic, but the breaking news item today, and I would argue the most important thing today, is a court hearing that will happen this afternoon. 2 o'clock Eastern, I believe, 1 o'clock our time. I'll double check that on the Central or Eastern Front. A federal court under the jurisdiction of James Boasberg, Judge James Boasberg, will hear a case that he has dealt with for some time related to the Dakota Access Pipeline. And he has stated before in his court that the Dakota Access Pipeline should shut down. And he has not executed that order yet. And the pipeline hearing on the Dakota Access Pipeline has been delayed a number of times. My sources tell me the reason it's been delayed since the Biden administration took office is for, are you ready for it? Wait for it, Todd. Here's the breaking news. Wait for it. Consultation with the Biden administration. Now, that is ominous. You could play the ominous music again, because when you are consulting with the Biden administration about what a court should do or what the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers should do, dun, dun, dun. We've seen this movie before. Remember, the Dakota Access Pipeline was shut down after a permit had been issued, after all the dots had been crossed and the I's had been T's, and it was just one little thing where they got to actually push send on the permit. The Obama administration said, not so fast. And in one of the more egregious things that's ever happened to a state, they allowed the protest to happen on federal land. They allowed evil people, to come to this state to hate on our law enforcement, to wreck the lives of farmers and ranchers, to terrify people. Now, were some of them in that group good people? Probably. Misguided good people who thought that by doing what they were doing, they were saving the water or protecting the water, which was all a bumper sticker. It was all a bunch of poppycock hooey garbage. It was never about the water. Never about the water. For one, by that time, the water was coming from a different part of the stream, and now it's not even within spitting distance, no pun intended, of the water intake of Standing Rock Sutra.
Yeah, but never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Right, but this is what is lost. You can't watch K-Fire TV and get an actual, you know, okay, just give me the facts, ma'am, on Dakota Access Pipeline. You can't open up the Bismarck Tribune and read that horrific, ridiculous opinion page that, you know, Lenin himself would be proud of in the Bismarck Tribune. And by the way, don't read the Bismarck Tribune. Read the Minot Daily News if you're going to read anything in Western North Dakota.
But I had Amy Dalrymple on when she took the job, and she swore it wasn't going to become that.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed. Amy Dalrymple doesn't sign the checks at the Bismarck Tribune. The publisher probably does, and his employer does, and they decide what bent they take with it. And the publisher right now ought to be just like a – he ought to be out there getting ready for Dapple 2 as the main protester. You know, he really should be, because he's got that kind of a ideology. And it's typical of news. It's not anything any different. I'd actually give the Forum News Service, and they know they take some of that in the Bismarck Tribune.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to be coming this time?
I'm sure he is, yeah. Jane Fonda has got her tickets. So does Aaron Rodgers. Leonardo DiCaprio, all of these experts on pipelines and experts on oil and gas development should be here.
Mark Ruffalo.
Right, yeah. Should be here any time. I was going to say, Forum News Service did what media never does anymore. They did a What You Need to Know About Dapple. And I thought it was factual. It wasn't like into the weeds. It was this person says this and this person says that. It was in the Sunday paper, or Saturday paper. They don't have a Sunday paper anymore. Saturday paper, the Forum, not long ago. And I actually thought that was pretty good. But what I'm getting at is actual news on this is non-existent. It's awful. It's terrible. So I believe what's going to happen today is that I believe that the real potential exists for this thing to shut down. I see the markets are reacting to that today, and you know everybody's worried about the markets. You got to worry about the markets. That's a TikTok thing. All I do is report what I know. And when I see a letter from Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General of the state of North Dakota, who is sending a shot across the bow to the federal government saying, just so you know, we have a state here that doesn't have to answer to you. And you could look at your Constitution and find that little thing called the 10th Amendment, that little pesky thing that says, you know, you've got a lane on what you can deal with the federal government, but it's not all end-all, be-all. It's not this creep mission that you've had going for so long. Wayne Stengel is dead on right. Wayne Stengel deserves the credit from this state of everybody in every corner, because that's how you fight. That's how you fight. Now, letters are one thing, actually fighting is another. And I know enough to know that there are preparations underway in the Attorney General's office right now that if the order is a shutdown, there will be immediate action to stop it. Immediate action. That's preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. A letter alone isn't preparing for the worst, hoping for the best. It's why I have been critical, I think is a fair word, of Governor Doug Burgum. Because I see someone who I applauded of building up a whole lot of political capital, used a ton of his early time as governor-elect and as governor to build relationships with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in a very, very, very challenging time. And that was, you know, on the heels of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and on the actions after. Okay? Do you remember the mess they made? Anybody remember the piles of garbage? They were worried about a clean
environment. Who can forget?
Weren't they talking that they were going to clean things? You know, they wanted to clean. They were worried about the water.
This was all about Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And then we saw what kind of shape Mother Earth was left in.
Right. So guess who cleaned the mess up? Doug Burgum. Brent Sanford. The state of North Dakota. So they went down there and played nice. And they should have. It was a good way to turn the temperature down. I believe maneuvered it masterfully. Drew Wrigley deserves the most credit in the Dalrymple administration as lieutenant governor, and Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford and Al Dorman and a few others deserve enormous credit as well for ending that in a peaceful way. All the sheriffs that came in, everything else. I mean, they are heroes to do what they did. But Doug Burgum, our governor, did all that while building relationships with the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and a chairman, Mike Faith, and a chairman before him, Dave Archambault, and doing all of that, right? And now, when I ask Governor Burgum about this, he says, well, if I go down there and start these consultations, it'll be bad for the politics of Standing Rock. You know, and if Mike Faith takes my meeting, then he doesn't get elected next time. Mike Faith isn't going to get elected next time anyway. You know, that's as obvious as it could possibly be. He has not been a leader at Standing Rock. And I can say that because I'm just a dumb guy on the radio. But a governor can say that. By the way, John Hovind can say that. Kevin Cramer can say that. Kelly Armstrong can say that. I believe the five, I'll say six, and I'll add Doug Goring and make it a seven. I believe the people that can make it happen are our Industrial Commission, our Lieutenant Governor, and the three members of our North Dakota Congressional Delegation. That might be eight. I've lost count. But they all ought to be sitting down, government to government, with Mike Faith, Standing Rock, Sioux Tribe, and they now have an ally in Mark Fox. Credit to Mark Fox, who thinks he's best buddies now with the Biden administration, but at least is able, and I don't know if you saw this, Todd, but there was a protest of Native children. You know, when you want to get a protest and get TV coverage, you just invite in the Native children, and you use them as props.
Isn't that what terrorist countries do? They hide behind children?
They do. Yes, exactly right. And so tribal children were at MHA Nation. They were in Newtown, and they were there to protest. And you know what Mark Fox said? Not here. No, thank you. We're not going to be pawn to your prop. Good for him. Now, that's tribal government to tribal government. So Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford and Wayne Stensham and Doug Goring and John Hovind and Kevin Kramer and Kelly Armstrong, they have an ally there who has written a letter. I don't doubt that John Hovind and Kevin Kramer twisted a lot of arms, but Mark Fox wrote a letter and said, hey, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, we're a tribal sovereign nation too. But it all may be for naught today. Unless we engage in this, turn the temperature down now, or mark my words, Dapple 2 protest will come and it will be worse. Your take on this when we come back.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We'll be right back.
Scott disappear?
Gotta do what you can just to keep your love alive.
Wow. It's not like him to just completely disappear. Well, what the heck? It is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott's calling back in now. Scott's calling to be on his own show. You gotta love that. You can also text into 701-226-8503, 226-8503 to text in. Hi, Scott.
You text me, too.
Scott, what's on your mind?
I must have said something very wrong, because all of a sudden we're just clicking along. Here I am in downtown Minneapolis. Everything's fine. And all of a sudden you talked about Dakota Access Pipeline and protest. You must be shut down. I've been the victim of cancel culture, Todd. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
Welcome to our world.
Go figure.
So I do have a phone. They haven't shut my phone down yet, so, there's that.
Yes.
Exactly. So you're going to have to take the calls, and you're going to have to tell me who wants to talk. And we've got a full hour of open phone on this topic or any other today on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. I can't talk to him enough. Just love it. Just absolutely love John Hinderrocker and his wisdom and what they're doing at the Center of the American Experiment. He'll be here a little later on this hour. Long story short, we don't know what's going to happen in this court hearing later today. We honestly don't. And I see the markets are sort of reacting to this now. Well, you know, whatever. Markets go up and markets go down. I also wanted to tell you that I did receive, where did this come from? Let me look. It might be Bloomberg. I think it's Bloomberg. Bloomberg today has something out suggesting that today in this hearing, tribal leaders have evidently been told that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will not shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. I'm guessing this was to calm the markets, but it doesn't tell me anything, because I know the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers doesn't want to shut down this pipeline, because if they do, they have to execute an order against themselves. Because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers gave the permit for the Dakota Access Pipeline to put a pipe where they put it and to operate. You following me?
So they're not going to be the entity to shut it down, but that doesn't mean it won't shut down.
Precisely. A federal judge is the risk here. The Biden administration is the risk here. Now, you say, well, Scott, the Army Corps of Engineers is the administration. Yeah.
Yeah, but they'll be able to say, it wasn't us. It wasn't us. You know, it's out of our hands.
Right. Yeah.
Wash our hands of
because
it all.
The U.S. Army Corps, here's the deal. By the way, Dakota Access Pipeline and the developer Energy Transfer, Kelsey Warren and a good team, they're just pipeliners. They've just built pipe. They are the greatest beneficiary as a private entity to the state of North Dakota that I can think of. If you can think of a bigger one, you tell me. Biggest single impact on the budget of North Dakota right now is, number one, the oil and gas industry, and number two, the Dakota Access Pipeline, which but for the Dakota Access Pipeline, the industry can't get its oil to market. So by the Dakota Access Pipeline being in North Dakota, the value of our oil went up. Every royalty owner got more. The state of North Dakota got more. This has been quantified by Ryan Rauschenberger, A Million Ways to Sunday. He can tell you chapter and verse down to the penny how much more we gained because of that pipeline. And I don't think there is a single benefactor today, private entity, that is more responsible for roads, bridges, schools, infrastructure, and the extra dollars there, even in a downturn, than that. Okay, so if that is shut down, there will be that kind of impact. Now, if you go to DAPL 1, now this is DAPL 2, you know, no DAPL 1, I should say, and this is going to be no DAPL 2. If you go to no DAPL 1, There was somebody by the name of, who was it again? Was it Sally Jewell? Who was it? If you go look at who was in the Obama administration Interior Department, was it Sally Jewell? I don't remember all the names of that worthless captain. But it was a cabinet member of the Obama administration that took the lead. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers didn't take the lead. They were just told to stand down. So I don't take little fancy leaks to Bloomberg as a way of confidence. Now, I pray. I'll get on my knees right now. And in addition to praying for rain in western North Dakota, which is Jamestown West, probably our number one worry right now for the all-important agriculture community. And just to relieve some of the stress that has been off the charts over the last couple of years in the farm and ranch community, I'll pray first for rain in western North Dakota, because we've got a good soaking in the east. And I'll next pray for cooler heads to prevail, for the Biden administration to say, really, 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 I don't know. We've got the border crisis. We're trying to take away people's guns. We got $2 trillion in COVID relief that isn't COVID relief. Maybe we have a snootful right now. Maybe we shouldn't cut, you know, we're trying to game the election systems forever, steal and cheat forever, get permanent majorities at states that aren't supposed to be states. I'm wondering if we don't have enough, that we're throwing at the American people, that we shouldn't probably do this to North Dakota too. Well, wait a minute. How did North Dakota vote in the last election, Tom? Wait, is it a red state or a blue state? Can you help me out with that? I can't remember.
Oh, like you don't know.
Oh, stick it to North Dakota. What do we care? Add one more crisis to the list. And the reason I'm seeing ghosts on this, and maybe I am, I hope I am, but is because of the inordinate amount of administration consultation that has gone on with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Senator Kevin Cramer will tell you, and he's told us on this program countless times, if you listen, he's had high-level meetings with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He's had their top leaders groveling in his office saying, sir, 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 trust us, we're not going to shut this down. They didn't even have to have their fingers crossed behind their back, because they won't be the ones to shut it down. But the Interior Department might.
Yep.
I don't know, the EPA might.
Somebody's doing it.
Pick your crazy. Yeah. So, and by the way, if it doesn't happen today, it still could be a threat, and it is a major, major worry. Now, yeah, my job is not to worry about the markets. My job is to tell you the truth, and that's what I'll continue to do. Look, I'm not beyond praying for this between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon. You know, Mary, untie these knots for us, would you? I mean, my goodness, let's do it. But I'm just telling you, prepare for the worst and hope for the best, okay?
Attention farmers, steel prices are on the rise and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have rock solid bins in stock and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Prince Philip, Queen Elizabeth II's husband and the longest-serving consort of any British monarch, has died at the age of 99. Philip spent 65 years supporting the Queen, retiring from public role in 2017, and for the most part, staying out of the view since. In his active years, he helped steer the island nation for environmental causes, science, and technology. President Biden plans to request $715 billion for his first Pentagon budget, a decrease from the Trump-era spending amount. The Pentagon-only budget does not include defense-related spending that goes to other agencies, primarily the Energy Department, which maintains the nation's nuclear weapons. Who knew Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana could sing?
Born free as the wind blows. Get the vaccine. I did. It works.
On a personal note, I did get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine Thursday, and I feel fine. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I'm hanging up on the phone, boys. Here's the call.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, they go the extra mile to keep their customers satisfied. The free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles is no additional cost. You can buy with confidence. They've been building relationships for over 20 years. Why do customers like me keep coming back? Exceptional service, lifetime powertrain warranty, free service loaners, and so much more. And you can shop, click, drive right online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. I'm Todd Mitchell, and we have Scott Hennon, I believe, now has put enough quarters in the machine to get the thing working again on What's in Your Mind.
Well, I was told by the engineers, you hacked the hackers, and so therefore I'm back on. So thank you, Todd. Appreciate that very much.
That's
might have been Larry
hacking.
Johnson. Might have been Larry. Should we give the credit to Larry where it belongs? I mean, the ace iHeartMedia engineer right there. I think Larry did it, actually. So way to go, Larry.
The ghost of Larry.
You found out what's on my mind. I want to know what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. So call us, 701-258-0550. The legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE. You can call any of our toll-free numbers, 800-228-0550. The Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo hotline for no waiting to get your comment in and or questions next hour for Senator Kevin Cramer. That's at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Leave your message right there. We already have calls waiting for Senator Cramer. You're ready to go. That's not even until 6 minutes past the next hour. I can't even believe that. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment going to come up, talk about a new survey ranking Minnesota worst and most COVID restrictions in place. You can't make it up. Minnesota's woke. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, where you've got Philly steak sandwiches today on 12th Avenue North and I-29. Todd might venture on over to the PetroServe USA, right there, kitty corner from the Capitol, and across from that beautiful new First International Bank and Trust. And, Todd, you could have some of the best chicken ever there. You could have the 4 for $4 special, but my personal favorite is the popcorn loaded up with butter. Right there. And the chicken at the Mandan location is great, too. Listen, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And Friday, they also do the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you, okay? And you guys are taking the calls here, Todd. We'll let you take the calls and call me if you need me. If the hackers get back in here. Scott, why do you think, this is from a texter, and we welcome your text, me at 367-2054, Todd at 226-8503. So, Scott, why do you think Governor Burgum has changed course on the DAPL? Genuine question. I don't know the exchange course. If you mean not doing as much consultation as he did to unwind No DAPL 1, as he should be doing to prevent No DAPL 2, I'll just take him at his word. He told us on the air that it would get Mike Faith, the chairman of Standing Rock, in trouble. He didn't say that in his exact words, but it was like that would be a political problem for Mike Faith. And I get that. I think that's an accurate statement by the governor. But I don't think it's a reason not for the governor. And by the way, John Hovind's been down this path before. He's a former governor. All right? He knows this game better than anybody. I'm going to be critical of John Hovind. He hasn't done enough. He hasn't done enough. He hasn't leveraged his years of public service to say, you know what, guys? I've been with you a lot. I've been with you a lot. I'm on the Indian Affairs Committee, ranking member, right? I'm on Appropriations Committee. I brought a lot of dollars, helped a lot of people on Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. You don't get to say screw you to our government and think there aren't going to be consequences to that. We respect your government, but you can't say screw you to our government, and you have. John Hovind should be at the table.
Does he, do he and others think that there's just not a threat, or are they not worried about a shutdown and it's all going to be just fine?
No, I think it'd be impossible to think they're not worried about it, Todd. I hope you're right. Unfortunately, a lot of political leaders, here's just my unvarnished opinion, and the vast majority of political people, they accumulate capital. You could also call that goodwill. They're loved for things they do, and they acquire capital doing that. Think of it as a little, I've been a good person, pat me on the head, and you've got a bucket where you put all the little quarters or the wooden nickels or the pieces of candy from Grandma for being a good boy, okay? And what you do is you have an overflowing bucket of that, and you just love yourself with that. Look at all that capital I have. Look at all that candy I have. Now, good political leaders say, do I really need a bucket full of candy and goodwill? Maybe I should put some of that in the one over here where it's going to be tough. It might be a little ugly. It might be risky, but I'm going to expend some of that capital. As much as I like John Hovind, he never got that drill. He was sort of like Donald Trump that way, and I believe, by the way, Donald Trump will endorse John Hovind any day, as he's kicking out a lot of endorsements of a lot of senators right now. Marco Rubio last night, and what did I just see again here? That might have been this morning. I can't remember. But there's other senators he's endorsing, and I'm guessing he'll endorse Senator John Hovind very soon, and he should. He should. He should endorse him. I don't think there's any question. I think you find a gold standard Republican name to challenge John Hovind right now for the nomination, and they're going to have an uphill battle. And I applaud John Hovind's leadership, but let me be critical of him for a minute because I think he deserves it. He doesn't spend enough of his political capital. He doesn't want to weigh in to public battles as much as he should. Now, I will say this about John Hovind. Nobody fights harder in private. He is a royal pain in the A-double-S to every other U.S. senator when he's fighting for something for North Dakota. But he just doesn't play the political game of doing that in public or expending some of that capital. Maybe Doug Burgum has fallen into the same camp and answered your question. I don't know. I don't know. But to me, it's sad to watch. Because too many politicians will do it. This is going to sound like a suck-up. And if you think it is, you can say it is. You call me right now and tell me, Hennon, you're sucking up, and I'll give you your choice of MyPillow products just for being brave. Okay? Call right now, 258-0550. Get me on, Daniel. I want to call Hennon a suck-up. Brown noser. You know, he's just saying that stuff so he can get invited to the next cocktail party. Yep, kissing some rear end. You call me. Call me right now. I'll give you your choice of MyPillow products, by the way, for this. I'm going to sound like a suck-up, but the only political person on the ballot in North Dakota of late, the current elected leader willing to do this, is Kevin Cramer. I've never seen anything like it. He doesn't kowtow to the lobbyists. He hates it when, you know, the D.C. circuit come in. He wants to talk to farmers, not farmers' lobbyists. He wants to talk to people that work in the oil field, not the people that represent them. He doesn't suffer fools easily. And he is never, and I read, never afraid to do the right thing, even if it comes at political risk. Can I give you an example to back up my suck-up? Look what he did for Tommy Fisher. Now, Tommy Fisher is a North Dakota business leader, which means, let me translate that, he's kind of cheap. And you can call it cheap or you can call it frugal, I guess. Tommy's dad would probably say, way to go, Tommy, you're frugal. But he's frugal. One of the most frugal people I know is Harold Hamm. He's a billionaire. He wrote a billion-dollar check to make his ex-wife go away. He's very frugal.
That's a country song waiting to be written right there.
But he, if I went to lunch with Harold, he wouldn't reach for the check first. And I've been to lunch with Harold. I like him. He's a genius. But, you know, some people, they get billions and then they get a little weird. And that's okay. I mean, I think actually I respect that. Another client of ours is a billionaire. He told me, Scott, we built this company counting our pennies. I applaud that in people. But Tommy, anyway, he's built his company counting pennies. He gave a measly, and in the grand scheme of political donations, this is measly, $10,000, I believe he donated to Kevin Cramer or a PAC or whatever they donate to. I don't know. I don't donate money because I don't have any. I'm in radio, remember? Anyway, is it a true story, Tommy?
Aren't you, like, in charge of your, you know, you own half of your radio station, don't you?
Well, yeah, how do you think you own a radio station? You expend every ounce of dollar you have.
Write yourself a bigger check.
Every 401k account emptied. you live without paychecks for years, and your credit cards are maxed out. So when you actually do own a radio station, what you own is a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So,
true.
Yeah, I don't have, look. I've been blessed beyond belief, and that's all thanks to the good Lord. But, you know, we are not a wealthy family. We are not a wealthy media company. We enjoy what we do, and we're profitable.
But you have a child at Yale.
Well, yeah, but she paid her way through Yale. We didn't give her any more than we did. She got scholarships is what got her through Yale, her own loans and her own, you know. Yeah, but I know people hear that sometimes. And they go,
Did you ever see the day coming where you'd have a child at Yale who's going to move to California?
Thank you for bringing that up. Now I can cry again. And my baby is going to Arizona State at the Carey School of Business because, she followed her old man around too much, so she got the bug. And another son was magna cum laude at UND and now an electrical engineer, another child. So I'm blessed beyond belief, and that's how I measure my life, not in dollars. But the Tommy Fisher story, a little bit on the tight side. $10,000, that's all, to Senator Kevin Cramer. So Kevin Cramer says to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, why didn't you hire this guy? You know, your job is to build wall and to do it the most efficiently. I've seen what he does. Why don't you hire this guy? And then somebody in the Corps of Engineers that doesn't like Kevin Cramer telling them what they ought to do and giving better ideas than he does, you know what they do? Oh, we're going to call the Washington Post and say, you only did that because he gave you money. Oh, that's why you did that, Cramer. And Donald Trump, he's fighting for Tommy Fisher, not because he can build better wall, because he saw him on Fox News. And by the way, all those lies are generated by Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and all the big tech folks. And every time you get a box at your front door from Amazon, you're paying for it. Stop paying for it. More after this.
Where are you going?
Oh, am I early for the break?
Oh, Tim and Cullum.
Tim and Cullum. What's Tim got to say? Go to Tim.
Good morning. My comment is this. If Senator Hoeven and Governor Burgum wish to be as they are, that's fine. But you got to show the public where you stand. And you can't do it in closed doors. Because those of us who live out here who don't get the opportunity to rub shoulders with them, we need to know what you're thinking and what you're saying. You can't just hide in the closet.
I'm tired of people that hide, Tim. You said it well. And Doug Burgum and John Hoeven could fairly be called friends of mine. I'd say Wayne Stengem, too. My wife babysat his son, Andrew, years and years and years ago. But when they're wrong, we say they're wrong. Wayne's right now. Wayne's fighting. But Wayne has also had his episodes of hiding. And you, the people, hold the power. Not some radio talk shows. Just tell
it. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces. We've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, this is Andy Murnaugh with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Jamestown, Dodge, Animus, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online-only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Senator Kevin Cramer, full hour, taking your calls, coming up. Get in the line right now, 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by our friends at Piper's, America's Land Auctioneers. Listen to them right on this radio station, 7 a.m. tomorrow. You'll love it. Great show. Jim the Flagpole Guy. There's nobody better than Jim the Flagpole Guy. He was on with us yesterday. He is just crushing it. ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com. Or if you haven't done it yet, call and start dreaming about what that next flagpole could look like. I'm just telling you what. 571-FLAG. 571-FLAG. So yesterday, I'm in the Twin Cities getting ready to watch Twins baseball, and some of our friends from MyPillow were not able to come, so I had a couple extra tickets. I text John Hinderacher, the center for the American Experiment. I said, John, 3:15, about 3 hours from now, the Twins play the Mariners. I've got a suite. We've got tickets, and one of 10,000 folks actually be in the stadium because all these woke COVID rules come watch the game. And he said, I can't. I'd love to. I'm too busy. So here he is, the busiest beacon of freedom, John Hinderocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Boy, oh boy, that took discipline, sir. Wow.
Well, it turns out the Twins won 10-2. So, you know, that would have been a really fun game to see.
Well, you felt like you're part of history because of the 10,000 people there, but most of us were looking at each other like, really? Really? We're outside, you know, and only 10,000 people. Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I mean,
the COVID restrictions at this point are ridiculous. And, you know, I don't know. Here are the Twins keeping it down to 10. The Texas Rangers, they've got, what, 40, 45?
Well, I guess not the Twins. It's Minnesota, so they're just honoring Minnesota. But you're right. I mean, Texas did it, and I just saw a stat, actually. You guys tweeted this out on your social media, that Minnesota's like 10th worst in sort of COVID restrictions, but also has some of the, what, like 10th worst in COVID cases and 10th most strict lockdown still. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're kind of getting the worst of both worlds here in Minnesota. You know, basically, this COVID virus does what it's going to do, you know, and it's kind of, you know, voodoo to think that making people wear masks outdoors, you know, you know, shutting down small businesses but leaving the big businesses open, and closing down the churches, but a total line is open, that's okay. I mean, you know, we've had this whole success, you know, our poor kids can't go to school, but they don't protect the nursing homes. I mean, it's been a fiasco here in Minnesota. So, as you're saying, our economist, John Phelan, you know, put these numbers together, and we are rated as number 10 or 11 in the country in terms of the stringency of our COVID regulations. Other places are freer, you know, South Dakota, Texas, Florida, you name it. But at the same time, right now, we're one of the major COVID hotspots. We're like, you know, 10th in the country in new COVID cases. So, you know, the measures that the Walz administration has taken have been ineffective. And currently, we are suffering the worst of both worlds.
I want to talk about Christopher Columbus and this new campaign you guys going. Before I do, but I assume folks have watched you on Laura Ingraham, as I have on Fox News Channel, breaking down the Derek Chauvin case and what will happen and all of that. And by the way, I spent the last 3 days in downtown Minneapolis. It is so sad. It is so sad. We've got interviews with Tim from the Loon Cafe. He's talking about they've crushed us, they being the state of Minnesota, the city of Minneapolis. We were at Fogo de Chao last night. Manager comes over and said, this is just awful. I mean, they've destroyed a vibrant downtown Minneapolis with woke BS. And they're all now literally building fortresses around the entrances to the hotel. I have a picture of that I'll put up later today, because they anticipate there's going to be civil unrest no matter what happens. What is going to happen based on what you've seen so far?
You know, the city of Minneapolis got sent out a letter to all Minneapolis downtown businesses, you know, saying you may want to take security precautions, put up barriers. Among other things, it said one thing you definitely should do is move all of your important documents off-site. Right. Well, why would that be? Well, because your business may be burned down. That's why. Scott, it is so sad what this incompetent leadership has done to the city of Minneapolis. And it's not COVID. You know, COVID didn't crush Minneapolis. It's government that has crushed Minneapolis.
You're watching this as close as anybody. What do you think happens? I look at this and say, I see a Justice for George Floyd sign out at center field. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, Minnesota Twins. You got to be kidding me. You might as well say cops are dirty is what you might as well say with that. As you know, acting as though George Floyd was literally white. He didn't deserve to die, but he's in that position because
of
his own actions.
Yeah, look, I don't know about that. We're just beginning to get the medical testimony. I mean, I think there's strong evidence that George Floyd died of a drug overdose, and the police officers were bystanders to opioid death number, you know, 10,000 or whatever it is here in Minnesota. Let's hear all the evidence, you know, before we make up our minds about what killed George Floyd.
There's a very good point there. Very novel concept. Actually, wait for all the evidence. I'm guessing a lot of people won't, and whatever the verdict is going to be ugly, sadly.
Well, the rioters are already in town, Scott. The rioters have already come to town. I mean, I'm not sure they're going to decide not to riot no matter what happens.
By the way, one hotel I was in, 10% occupancy. This town is a desert. The only one that had 30% had all the FBI staying there. National media waiting for it to happen. It's just insane. Tell me about Christopher Columbus. Only less than a minute left, but I wanted to talk to you about what you guys are doing there to save Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, last June, the statue of Christopher Columbus, donated by Italian Americans, you know, decades and decades ago, on the grounds of the state capitol, was torn down by anti-American vandals who say the discovery of America was a terrible thing, you know, a disaster. And it's been down ever since. And it was a scheduled crime. They said on Facebook, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we're taking down the statue. State police were there but did nothing. The governor and lieutenant governor have cheered them on. So if you go to AmericanExperiment.org and click the button at the top that says Take Action, it'll take you to a place where you can join thousands of Minnesotans in signing the petition to restore the statue of Christopher Columbus.
And restore common sense. Thank you, John Hinderacher, American Experiment.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved one's needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.